And gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, July 25th, 2023, getting into the week here. It is a very, very, very busy news day, and probably not going to be able to get through it all before we open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Julie is in our control room taking care of business, so let's get right on into it. Now, earlier today, I did a pre-record for the Patrick and Jeremy show, and the first part tonight airs at 9 p.m. On In Plain Sight. The second part will air tomorrow at 1 p.m. Central Time on the National Bugle Radio. So please tune in. We had a really good time. We talked a lot about a lot of different subjects and so forth and so on. Okay, let's get into the news here. There's a lot going on in Washington, D.C. Joe Biden apparently made some kind of a speech where he said that more than 100 people died from COVID and that we had ended cancer as we knew it. And it's all over social media, and people are just, whoa, 25th Amendment time here. And, there was speculation that Joe Biden might step down in order to basically stop all these investigations, because more and more stuff is coming on out. And, the lies are becoming very, very obvious here. Now, Karine Jean-Pierre has changed the language in describing the relationship between Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. And it had been that Joe never discussed with Hunter's business deals. And now they've changed it to say that the two were never in business together. And, of course, very sharp-eyed, sharp-eared people caught that and said, okay, the story is changing. That indicates there's some kind of a cover-up going on. Now, Joe Biden, of course, vehemently denied ever talking business with his son or with anyone else in the run-up to the 2020 election. In fact, Biden even fat-shamed an Iowa voter who approached the subject during the Democratic primaries. On the debate stage with Donald Trump, the former vice president peddled conspiracies of Russian interference when emails from Hunter Biden's laptop revealed otherwise. Now, on Sunday night, the New York Post reported on anticipated testimony from Hunter Biden's former business partner, Devin Archer. He was scheduled to testify on Monday, but he's canceled. This is the third time he's canceled. He's obviously under a tremendous amount of pressure. But I think he needs to understand that as long as he's got information and he hasn't testified, he is definitely a target. Whereas if he goes to Congress and he says what he knows, there's no point in killing him at that point, okay? So what Devin Archer has been saying to other people is that Hunter Biden put Joe Biden in contact with foreign businessmen and potential investors at least 24 times, and such meetings were either in person or by speakerphone. And beyond those meetings, there are more than 180 other episodes where the president interacted with Hunter Biden's business partners, contrary to his claims of absolute separation. So basically, we're looking at more than 200 instances of Joe Biden interacting with Hunter Biden's clients. And So very, very serious situation. Now, House Oversight Committee Chairman Representative James Comer has uncovered new information regarding the allegation of influence peddling leveled against Joe Biden. And according to Comer, the new evidence that has surfaced shows that Joe Biden has been selling secrets to America's enemies for decades. And Comer alleges that Biden sold out his country because he was cash-strapped. And Biden's always cash-strapped. Now, he's been in this, you know, in government his entire lifetime, and yet he's managed to buy a couple of really nice houses, you know, that collector's Corvette and so forth and so on here. And Comer said on the podcast Verdict, hosted by Republican Senator Ted Cruz, saying Joe Biden has been selling access to our enemies for decades, and Joe Biden's activities even predate those of Hunter Biden. And Comer said he's got the evidence to back it up. And, you know, Joe Biden's never had a successful career in investing or anything like that. So there's a lot of money around the Bidens that currently does not have an explanation here. And if Comer is accurate and Joe Biden has been selling secrets to America's enemies, that's the kind of the definition of treason. And, you know, that's a very, very serious situation. Now, Speaker McCarthy says the House is readying to bring impeachment charges against Joe Biden. He's calling it an impeachment inquiry. He's going to launch hearings about Joe Biden. He made the announcement on Hannity last night and basically said, you know, if the Biden crimes, you know, reach like Watergate levels, they will move forward with the impeachment. Well, frankly, it's already way past the crimes of Watergate, especially if Comer's assertions about selling secrets to our enemies is absolutely true. And Kevin McCarthy went on to say that he is supporting Trump impeachment expungement resolutions, including the impeachment he received after January 6th. And so it turns out that, yes, they can erase those from the records, and they really should because they were just political hatchet jobs. Now, remember Hunter Biden's career as an artist? It just came out of nowhere, and he just threw some paint on, you know, canvases, or in some cases just plain old paper, and has this gallery that's selling this stuff for really high prices. And frankly, it looks like wallpaper samples from the 1950s to me. And it turns out some of those purchasers of the art have been identified, even though the owner of the gallery has insisted that this must be kept private here. Now, Insider reported that Los Angeles real estate investor Elizabeth Hirsch Naftali, who has given tens of thousands of dollars to the political left, purchased a piece of Hunter Biden's artwork. Several months after Hunter Biden's art went on sale, the president appointed Naftali to the Commission for the Preservation of America's Heritage Abroad. So it sounds suspiciously like pay for play there. Now, the Hunter Biden prosecutor and the U.S. Attorney for the District of Delaware, David Weiss, will be allowed to testify before the House Judiciary Committee. This has been announced by the Department of Justice. And this is over that really cushy plea deal that Hunter Biden received. And it turns out that the plea deal is not a done deal, because Hunter Biden will appear in a Delaware courthouse tomorrow to formally agree to the plea deal he negotiated last month with federal prosecutors. And basically, he agreed to plead guilty on a pair of misdemeanor tax charges and enter into a pretrial diversion program that would allow him to avoid prosecution on a separate felony gun charge. He lied on the application for the gun permit, saying that he was not using illegal drugs. Now, U.S. Judge Mary Ellen Noriega will have the opportunity to either accept or reject the terms of the plea deal during tomorrow's hearing. So we'll see what's going to happen on there. Now, Emma Jo Morris, an editor at Breitbart and former editor at the New York Post, testified before the House Weaponization Committee about the censorship of the Hunter Biden laptop story. And when she was detailing that censorship about how everybody came down on the New York Post for reporting on the laptop, and she actually couldn't keep a straight face, she broke out laughing, you know, saying, I can't keep a straight face. This was just so absurd here. Now, Hunter Biden's paintings have also been bought by a top Democratic donor and the lawyer who was photographed smoking a bong during a visit from the First Son last week. Now, if the bong was filled with marijuana, that is legal in California, so there's not a big deal there. If there was something else in the bong, well, that's another story. But this is Kevin Morris, and he paid Hunter Biden's $2 million tax bill and also bought a lot of Hunter Biden's art, and so yeah, it's just one big mix of corruption here. Alrighty, now there is a new bombshell out regarding Jack Smith, one of the people who is trying to prosecute Donald Trump. It turns out Jack Smith was intimately involved in the IRS scandal involving Lois Lerner, in which conservative groups were singled out and targeted by the IRS and the Department of Justice for prosecution. Now, in the email that was accompanying this article, Richard Pilger was director for the Elections Crimes Branch at the Department of Justice. He was told directly by Jack Smith to set up a meeting with Lerner to expedite coordination between the IRS and the DOJ to punish conservative groups. Mr. Pilger also testified to the committee that Smith had helped him prepare his testimony for the committee. So, anyway. Now, there was kind of a tragic accident over at the Obama's Martha's Vineyard estate. Their personal chef was found drowned in a pond right near the property on Monday. And initially, the Obama's spokespeople claimed the family was not even home during the incident. The call to 911 was actually made from the Obama's house here. And the Obama's office later claimed, well, they were on the island, but not at the residence when Campbell drowned, except we don't really know when that took place here. And, they came on out and said, well, you know, he really couldn't swim. They found the body in about 8 feet of water. It's a shallow pond here. But it raises a weird question. How does somebody who doesn't know how to swim go out alone on a paddleboard? That really does not make a lot of sense. But it turns out, looking at Campbell's social media pages, he took swimming lessons as recently as 2019, and there are videos of him on social media showing him as being a good swimmer, okay, and where he could get off the paddleboard and swim to shore if he needed to. Now, what's really weird about this is that back in 2015, okay, the former White House chef for Bill Clinton and George W. Bush, Walter Scheib, also died supposedly of drowning outside Taos, New Mexico. And so that's kind of a weird little coincidence going on there. Now, apparently, a lot of Democrats in very tight races accepted funds, thousands of dollars, from Democratic mega donor Reid Hoffman, who reportedly visited Jeffrey Epstein's private island and helped the late pedophile rehabilitate his image. So this is a Jeffrey Epstein associated donor, and the Democrats are taking money from him. Now, that doesn't really look good. The optics are not bad. And also, it turns out that J.P. Morgan executive Jess Staley knew about Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking and discussed his 2006 indictment directly with CEO Jamie Dimon, but the bank refused to drop the pedophile as a client. They viewed Jeffrey Epstein as too big to fail, and they retained him, providing banking services, even after his indictment in Florida, primarily due to his connections to the rich and powerful. So, this is all coming on out. The U.S. Virgin Islands is suing J.P. Morgan over the bank's ties to Epstein. And meanwhile, of course, Nigel Farage gets kicked out of his bank for his political views, just to show you how the world is really working here. Now, Vice President Kamala Harris recently traveled to Florida, basically trying to attack Ron DeSantis, saying that the state's new curriculum on African-American history paints slavery as beneficial. Now, the curriculum is 216 pages long and extremely thorough. Harris took a single sentence completely out of context for political purposes. And now she's been fact-checked by Dr. William Allen, a man who helped write the curriculum and is himself a descendant of the slaves. And during a recent radio interview, Allen was asked if the wording of the curriculum should be changed after Harris' criticism, and he said, no. My great-grandfather is someone who came from the islands and who was enslaved here. From his resourcefulness, we derive benefits. I think anyone who would try and change that language would be denying that great-grandfather, Sisyphus, made any contribution, and I'm not going to endorse doing that. Okay. Now, there's an article over at Revolver News, and it's headlined, Why Are Black Hoax Artists Trying to Make White People Look Evil? And they start with the recent so-called abduction of Carly Russell, which has now been admitted to have been a hoax. And at a recent press conference, Hoover, Alabama police officials admitted they didn't believe Carly's story in the first place. It was just nonsense here. Now, Carly Russell has now openly admitted that her entire kidnapping story was a hoax. And some of the evidence the police found, they searched her phone. And some of the searches that she made from the phone included how to take money from a register without being caught, one-way bus ticket from Birmingham to Nashville, Amber Alert information, and a search for the movie Taken, a film about an abduction overseas. So she was cramming for her finals here. And, there's a lot of hoaxes out there to try and discredit certain groups or certain individuals. Does the name Tawana Brawley ring a bell? That was a big, big stink and turned out to be a hoax here. Now, Carly Russell's family is not wanting to talk about it. They're saying it's a very, very difficult time in their lives, and I'm not surprised at that. Meanwhile, Joe Biden is erecting monuments to Emmett Till, who was a young black man who was basically killed back in, I think it was 1945, something like that. And it turns out that he really wasn't innocent. The official story is that he simply whistled at a white woman and for that he was killed. Actually, a memoir from the woman herself, which has been leaked out, tells the story that Emmett Till came into the store, made sexually inappropriate remarks, actually grabbed the woman and tried to sexually assault her. She got away, but that was what Emmett Till did, and that is a very, very serious crime. I don't agree with, you know, extrajudicially executing him, but he wasn't really all that squeaky clean. And this is similar to the George Floyd case, where a career criminal died of a drug overdose while being arrested by a now imprisoned white police officer and has become an icon for the anti-white movement. They've raised statues to him, and it's all propaganda. Okay, story out of Global Research. The U.S. is losing its culture, and Hollywood is a very vivid symptom of this. And they talk about some of the great movies that Hollywood has produced, like Dr. Strangelove and Once Upon a Time in the West. But we don't see these kind of masterworks from Hollywood anymore. There is a lack of films with any kind of an edge, and it's because Hollywood has gone woke, and they're producing junk, and I'm almost ready to see a remake of The Little Mermaid, where she loses a swimming contest to a merman who claims to be a mermaid. I mean, that's the direction they're going. And it's cost Disney a lot of money to go down this way. And Disney CEO Bob Iger is talking about selling off the linear TV assets. They're part owner of ABC. Actually, I think they're a majority owner. And he's already issued a warning to the co-hosts of ABC's The View, saying they may have to sell off ABC, and, you know, whoever buys it, you know, may not want to continue the show. And I'm sure that came as a shock to the co-hosts of The View who think that they are, in fact, immortal. All righty. Getting on back to Jason Aldean's Try That in a Small Town, it's continuing its chart-topping run with yet a number one slot for a key metric. Now, it's currently the number one song on YouTube. It's been there for several days. The video had roughly 600,000 clicks when Country Music Television opted to remove it from circulation, and now it's racked up more than 17 million views. And the video is also producing record like counts for Aldean. Almost a million users have given the video a thumbs up after just 10 days. And in addition to the top slot on YouTube, Try That in a Small Town has held down the number one position in iTunes for almost a week. It's also gone into Spotify's top 10 most played songs in the U.S. And so it's doing really quite well. And let's see, we got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
Welcome back to our show here, and I want to jump on back to the investigation into the Biden corruption here. The attorney for Devin Archer has released a statement saying that, yes, indeed, Devin Archer will testify next Monday. Now, the problem here is that it's a closed-door session, and they will release a transcript afterwards. Personally, I'd be a lot happier if there was live TV coverage of it. Transcripts can sometimes find themselves being edited. We know that transcripts of Biden's comments from the White House, they get edited to remove his many verbal blunders. So, anyway, let's see. Getting on to Sound of Freedom, you know, critics are really going after it. And there's this article here in CatholicVote.org. Excuse me. Wow. Anyway, one of the latest critiques of the child trafficking hit movie Sound of Freedom dismisses the movie as irrelevant to the real human trafficking world and tries to sell the idea it's part of a QAnon conspiracy theory movement. Now, the author of the critique, Noah Barlatsky, is actively involved in a controversial pedophilia advocacy group and believes that pedophiles and sex offenders are simply being misunderstood. Okay. Now, Berlatsky argues that the messages in The Sound of Freedom create coalitions of feeling, disgust, and righteous rage that connect conservative conspiracy theorists with the mainstream. And according to Berlatsky, child sex abuse doesn't happen in the way that movies portray it, and cites the Counter-Trafficking Data Collaborative's numbers, which state that two-thirds of sexually trafficked children are 15 to 17 years old, and 41% of all child trafficking cases involve a family member, which is pretty disgusting. Okay, what Berlatsky doesn't say, however, is that sex trafficking of 15 to 17-year-old minors is still child abuse. He also neglects that the other one-third of the child sex abuse cases, which includes abuse of children under 14 years old. And though Sound of Freedom depicts the trafficking of young children, the statistics Barlatsky cites show that the movie is not, in fact, unrealistic here. Now, I have a question here that I keep wondering about, and it's this push to normalize pedophilia, which, you know, it's not good politics, it's not good optics, but I'm wondering if they're trying to normalize pedophilia in order to reduce the damage and outrage if the Epstein client list ever gets leaked out. They're trying to basically get away from that and say, well, see, pedophilia is not a really big deal, you know. Okay. Now, YouTube is protecting child sex trafficking, pedophiles, and groomers by banning all interviews and videos about the Sound of Freedom film. And, of course, YouTube is owned by Google. And according to YouTube, merely talking about the movie violates community guidelines. Okay? And, again, how is it that YouTube, you know, is not outraged at the idea of child sex trafficking? That's the question. Anytime somebody attacks Sound of Freedom, you know, are you in favor of child sex trafficking? You know, or are you as outraged as we are here? All right, let's talk about COVID here. And fully vaccinated Dick Durbin has come down with his third bout of COVID in the last calendar year. Okay, now Grammy award-winning Tori Kelly was rushed to the hospital after collapsing at a Los Angeles restaurant and losing consciousness. She's in ICU. Apparently the doctors discovered life-threatening blood clots in her legs and lungs. And she's 30 years old, and she was just dining out with friends on Sunday night when she suffered the medical emergency and lost consciousness. Now, let's see. Okay. Bronny James, the son of Lakers star LeBron James, also suffered a cardiac arrest at the USC basketball workout yesterday. And it's really kind of serious. Now, we don't know what their vaccine status is. Got to be honest about that. But a few days ago, there was this soccer analyst on the media who simply collapsed right on camera. And it turns out he's very pro-vaccine. He made videos saying, get the vaccine, so we can assume that, yes, in his case, he was definitely vaccinated. Meanwhile, there's an article over at Global Research talking about how young, healthy women are dropping dead everywhere. And they're now finding out that in women who have had the mRNA shots, one in 30 have myocarditis at this point. That is absolutely, you know, an epidemic, really, is what is going on here. Okay, now, the Times came on out, the New York Times came out with an article basically smearing Ron DeSantis for his behavior in Florida during the COVID pandemic, keeping the schools open, letting people go around without lockdowns. And, of course, in hindsight, DeSantis was right, and the New York Times is doing its usual thing. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. War's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stayed upon a computer alone.
And welcome back to our show. We're talking about COVID and other medical issues here. And I've been saying for quite some time that all of this phony pandemic was just, you know, driven by the dollars. It's all about the Benjamins. And there's a good example in this article that came out of Lioness of Judah Substack. And apparently, up in New York, they had a contract with Executive Medical Services to basically administer the vaccines. And they were allowed to set their own staffing levels, leading to uncontrolled costs, according to New York City Comptroller Brad Lander. And it turns out that in some cases, the city was being billed as much as $14,000 for just one COVID vaccine injection. So a lot of money going on in there. And the New York City Department of Health and Mental Health Services that paid the bills did not respond to a request for comment, and neither did Executive Medical Services, also known as affiliated physicians. So they know what was going on. They don't want to talk about it here. Now, this is a very weird story. It's from News Addicts. And the American Cancer Society is warning that treating cancer patients is destroying the planet by contributing to climate change because the carbon footprint of many cancer treatments is too large. And, you know, I used to think the American Cancer Society was all about, you know, finding a cure for cancer. Now they're saying, we can't afford to do it. It's global warming. And since 2020, the global elite have all begun promoting the idea that treating cancer has a high climate impact. I think the real situation is it's very, very expensive, and the insurance companies really don't want to cover it. And this looks to me like the opening of a door to euthanasia laws in this country that are as, going to be as abusive as ones that we see, like, for example, up in Canada here. So basically, back in 2020, there was CA, a cancer journal for clinicians, a journal of the ACS, published a scaremongering science paper warning that treating cancer is contributing to man-made global warming. And oddly enough, the United States is now suffering from a mysterious shortage of cancer treatment pharmaceuticals. And, you know, just cheaper and easier just to let them die on off. And, you know, cancer, again, is starting to really spread among the population, especially among young people. And you're wondering, what is causing it? Well, there's a lot of chemicals in modern products and even in some food that are known to be cancer-causing. And it's, you know, and we're in a society where, you know, we don't smoke as much as we did in, like, my parents' generation. You know, everybody was puffing away back then. They said, tobacco causes cancer. Actually, the fertilizer that the tobacco was grown in was causing the cancer. But that's been taken out of our society, and yet cancer rates continue to climb. And, you know, it was always a big moneymaker for the cancer industrial complex, if you will. But now they're turning about and saying, oh, no, we're destroying the planet by treating these people. It's an ugly situation. Okay, turning to the international news here, and it's becoming very obvious that Ukraine is turning into an absolute disaster. And, of course, you're not going to hear that from the corporate media. All we're hearing are lies about how Russia is weak and losing. And this article contains information from Ukrainian sources, not Russia. Zelensky has kept up a false image of victory just to keep the money flowing into Ukraine. Now, the population of Ukraine was about 36 million before the war. At least 500,000 are now dead. And the real number of Ukrainians who have fled their home may now exceed 10 million. And Zelensky has destroyed his country all for the Donbass, which was never really Ukrainian territory or even occupied by Ukrainians. And so something very weird there. You know, this has been a proxy war against Russia, and Zelensky has betrayed his own people, you know, for 30 pieces of silver. Now, there are rumblings now that a peace deal has to be struck if Ukraine will collapse its own troops. The peace deal that is being talked about will collapse If their own troops do not rise up and assassinate Zelensky for his profiteering and slaughter of his own people. And there's precedent for this. Let's see. Many Roman generals found themselves in a position where they did not want to fight, so they assassinated their leaders. And, you know, Caligula, good example there. Now, back on July 23rd, the Wall Street Journal said Western military officials knew Kiev didn't have all the training or weapons, from shells to warplanes, that it needed to dislodge the Russian forces. They just hoped Ukrainian courage and resourcefulness would carry the day. Clearly, it has not. And you probably, we're going to see when this war really starts to wind down, Russia will take the Donbass, and it looks like Poland is getting ready to take the Western Ukraine. Now, that was their territory between 1918 and 1945, and the Ukrainians slaughtered more than 100,000 Polish simply for ethnic cleansing. And so there's a lot of animosity between Ukrainians and the Poles. And, you know, Ukraine has never apologized for this horrible crime. And there's another article here from Global Research saying that the U.S. is growing tired of Zelensky, and they're saying he's burning bridges with Europe. This is from a former Pentagon official, Douglas MacKinnon, a former advisor for policy and communications at the Pentagon. He wrote an op-ed for The Hill. And citing sources, he points out in his article that Joe Biden in June of 2022 lost his temper and yelled that Zelensky should be showing more gratitude for the billions in aid he was getting from the United States via the American people. And Zelensky did make a video saying, "We do appreciate what you're doing and thank you very much." Rather perfunctory here. I still think that Zelensky has been blackmailing Biden over Burisma, and now that the Burisma crimes and scandals are public knowledge, Zelensky has lost that leverage, and that may be why Biden is starting to cool on all of this support. So, you know, Americans are certainly tired of all this money going to Ukraine when it could be better spent here fixing our infrastructure, and you know, reinforcing the border and so forth. Now, Ukraine's military intelligence has announced, following the drone attack on Moscow Monday, that the drone attacks on Moscow will increase in scale. In other words, they're going to be firing drones at civilian territory more and more. And, of course, Putin has already come back and said, "We reserve the right to stage a harsh response." So I think Zelensky's plan right now is to really try and get this going into a world war, and then NATO will come in and save his bacon. Now, Russia and China are stepping up joint military drills in Asia and the Pacific, and the Pentagon is starting to get alarmed. Now, last Sunday, Beijing and Moscow completed a massive air and naval exercise in the Sea of Japan, including anti-submarine missions, sea and air escort training, and various combat games. And last month, four Chinese H-6 bombers and two Russian Tu-95 bombers conducted joint patrols between Japan and South Korea and further south toward the Philippines and Guam, all bases for American forces. The operation caused both Tokyo and Seoul to scramble fighters to defend their airspace and seemed to be a warning to the leaders of the U.S., Japan, Australia, and India, who are meeting, who were meeting in Tokyo that week. Now, Taiwan has kicked off war games aimed at preparing for an invasion by mainland China. China, in response, deployed fighter jets and bombers to send a message saying, you know, we're going to be tougher than you think. And let's see. Okay. Oh, that's a piece of another story. All right. Now, China and North Korea have announced that if the U.S. military presence worsens the tensions on the peninsula, that they will stand close, meaning that if we kick off trouble with North Korea, we're going to have trouble with China. And we really don't want to mess with China. They are a nuclear power. And, you know, as Joe Biden admitted, we're running out of ammunition. And, you know, our weapon systems are all worn out from all the overt and covert wars that are going on around the world. And I saw an article where we have 15 shadow wars going on. In other words, 15 conflicts you are not aware of. All right, so let's talk about the economy. A little bit of good news. The United Parcel Service and the International Brotherhood of Teamsters have reached a tentative new five-year collective bargaining agreement covering approximately 330,000 delivery and warehouse workers. If finalized, it would avert the largest single strike against a company in U.S. history and an estimated $7 billion hit to the U.S. economy. So hopefully they're going to finalize it. The current contract expires the 1st of August, and the Teamsters had threatened that drivers would walk off the job without a deal. So anyway. Now, Joe Biden has done a little bit of a, I guess you'd call it a mess up, with strategic semiconductor chips. And most of the companies that make these chips are in Taiwan. One of the biggest is the Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, the TSMC. And basically, the White House ordered Taipei to relocate one of the TSMC plants to Arizona. And unfortunately, it's not going very well. They're concerned that they will not start production until 2025. Meanwhile, the automotive industry, not to mention the military, are running short on these chips. And, you know, we keep hearing from people like Klaus Schwab that they want to basically get us away from the idea of privately owning our own car. And certainly as the automotive manufacturers have to crank down production because they don't have the chips, that certainly seems to fit in with that agenda. So maybe that's a bit of what's going on here. Meanwhile, the Biden administration quietly agreed to a legal settlement with a coalition of environmental groups last Friday, an agreement that will restrict oil drilling activity in the Gulf of Mexico. And again, I know Biden hates oil. You know, when he got into office, he shut down the Keystone pipeline, shut down a couple of other pipelines, you know, basically sold a lot of our strategic petroleum reserve to China, and just caused all kinds of problems. And we're all paying for it at the gas pumps. We are all paying it at the gas pumps. Now, one of the issues that I've been talking about going way, way back is how America has lost its manufacturing. Now, the 1950s, following, you know, the end of World War II, were a real golden time. We were the only nation on earth whose industrial base had not been bombed into rubble, and everybody was coming and buying American products. You know, factories were growing, and we made the best products in the world. We really did. And starting in the 1980s, the CEOs of companies who began as MBAs earlier in their career and hadn't grown up with the companies they were running started offshoring the manufacturing, saying we can get this made cheaper over in these other countries. And the tax laws were actually rewritten to incentivize this offshoring. Okay. And the government tried to sort of smooth over the concerns about this with the so-called service economy, which was this ridiculous idea that you could prosper a nation by doing each other's laundry for a fee. Now, this obviously opened up more tax opportunities for the government, but it didn't bring new money into the country, okay? Because you have to sell things to other countries to get money to come on in. And, you know, our trade imbalance, you know, imports versus exports, I think it's $1.5 billion a month. It's really obscene at this point. Anyway, Stanley Black and Decker wanted to bring manufacturing back to the United States, and they built a $90 million factory on the edge of Fort Worth, Texas. And, you know, they're going to be forging mechanics tools in order to save money on labor, because American labor is very expensive at this point. They automated the factory. The automated system was a bust, and the tools that were supposed to be pumped up by the million are so hard to find that they're now considered collector's items. And so 3.5 years after breaking ground, Stanley announced it was closing the factory. The property is now available for sale. And you know, we should bring back our manufacturing to the shore, but we seem to have forgotten how to manufacture. And, you know, the people who were experts in manufacturing moved to those other countries where knowledge of manufacturing was valid and well valued and well compensated for. And we really don't have a lot of the students that are interested in learning about manufacturing. We'd like to stimulate that. But we're kind of a bit of a manufacturing corner. You know, it's going to take a long, long time to get back up to the level that we were once at. And all these countries that gratefully accepted the technology and the manufacturing jobs, they're not going to make the mistake and send it all back to here. So we got a long way to go. Now, Biden is pushing electric cars, and unfortunately, the Biden administration is shutting down efforts to mine lithium here in the United States of America. It seems like the two policies are at cross purposes. And they're basically, you know, and they just found a huge lithium deposit over in Alabama. So, yeah, it doesn't really make sense. We shut down lithium mining, but say you got to buy an electric vehicle. All righty. Algeria has applied to join BRICS. They're going to contribute $1.5 billion to the group bank. Right now, over 40 nations have expressed interest in joining BRICS. They're getting away from the U.S. dollar. They're getting away from SWIFT because the U.S. government has weaponized the dollar against those other nations. It's weaponized SWIFT. I mean, you know, you don't do what the government, the U.S. government tells you. You know, you get a sanction. Yeah, sanction over here and sanction over there, and the rest of the world is pretty much tired of all of that nonsense. So we're starting to see food banks in Europe, and that's a warning sign there. We got to take another break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, you'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash.
And welcome back to our show here. Now, Meta recently introduced its own social media site, Threads, to compete with Twitter. And initially, a lot of people signed on to see what it was all about. And the whole idea of Threads was that this very troubling conservative element would not be allowed in. You know, it's kind of like a padded room for liberals here. Not doing very well. Apparently, the supporters have dubbed, tried to call it the Twitter killer, and usage of the platform is plummeting, and it's essentially on life support right now. So that really did not work on out. Now, a Los Angeles union is backing an effort to turn city hotels into homeless housing. And we've heard a lot of places where, you know, older hotels are being rented en masse for homeless people and illegal immigrants. But the new plan is to basically contact every hotel, even the good hotels, the best hotels, toward the end of the business day and say, what rooms do you have available? And then they will take some illegal immigrants and homeless over there. The hotels are not very happy about that. They think it's going to harm their image and their clientele, and it probably will. Now, right here in Indiana, Eli Lilly gave $500,000 to 4 different organizations that provide college scholarships to illegal immigrants in Indiana who are covered by the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. And there was a very interesting article that came out of Breitbart about how Biden's border policy is expanding the wealth and reach of the cartels. Because, you know, the cartels are growing rich by ushering more of their migrant clients apparently into American jobs, which are, of course, being taken away from legal American citizens. And the admissions came from Blas Nunez Nieto, who is Alejandro Mayorkas' deputy for border and immigration policy at the Department of Homeland Security. Now, migrants are routinely paying smuggling organizations between $10,000 and $15,000 to get them to the border. And this is very lucrative for the cartels. And, the cartels are becoming a key player, in this whole situation. And the cartel, they're now basically saying, we're going to get you American jobs. And Newt Gingrich was right. We have a criminal in the White House. Now, up in New York City, Mayor Adams now has said there will be a 60-day shelter limit for migrants. And because they've run out of room and they want the migrants to either find their own accommodations or simply move someplace else. And, of course, the migrants are out there screaming and saying, no, you're not going to do that. And over in Chicago, the illegal immigrants are demanding free housing and paid job training. And, I don't know any Americans who get free housing and paid job training other than being in the military service, of course. So it's amazing here. 4 more Texas counties have declared an invasion at the southern border. So it's getting serious. And, of course, the Biden administration is threatening to sue Texas over the barriers on the Rio Grande. Okay, there's the music. We got to take a break for station identification. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023. At antelopehillpublishing.com.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And there is this lady, Tara Rodas. She was a federal employee for more than 20 years, and she was involved in the emergency intake site in Pomona, California, where the illegal immigrants are taken and processed. And Tara volunteered to help place unaccompanied children with sponsors in the United States. And what she saw happening was a lack of transparency, lack of oversight, and apparently some of these children were being placed with very suspicious sponsors, and some were placed with suspected trafficking rings throughout the United States of America. So the U.S. government, with its open border policy, is actually helping fuel the child sex trafficking business here. All righty, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, the BRICS system, and it kind of relates to your article, All Wars Are Bankers' Wars. But really quick, yesterday, kind of being in a depressed mood of the state of the world and stuff, have you, it's important not to get burnt out on this stuff, and I don't know if you have many hobbies, but have you ever got a drone? I bought a DJI Mavic Mini, and if you're into technology and stuff like that, you can really, really have fun with these things. The technology is amazing.
Well, I've had a drone in the past, little tiny cheap one, and it was a lot of fun, but under the press of time and my lack of energy, I've got a banjo I haven't touched in years. I've got a really nice astronomical telescope. I hardly spend any time with it. And I'd like to get back to some of that. That's, again, part of the reason why I need to sort of pull back, try and enjoy life a little bit more.
Yeah, I've been wanting to get a telescope myself one of these days. I actually just bought my first e-scooter. They got these scooters now with the batteries that can go 30 miles an hour, and you can, it's important to do stuff like that in life so you don't get too burnt out, but,
I agree, but, the fact is, my brain is still working for the most part, I'm not ready to run for the presidency. You know, physically, I'm after the PMR, I'm still very weak, no energy, no endurance. I mean, you need to remember, before I got the PMR, I weighed almost 300 pounds, and now I'm down to about 155.
What's PMR? Is that the...
polymyalgia
rheumatica. Is that surgery?
No, it's polymyalgia rheumatica, I think. It's an autoimmune disease that attacks the skeletal muscles primarily through the mitochondria, and it's now been revealed as being vaccine caused.
Oh my God! I think is that related to Guillain? My stepdad got diagnosed with Guillain-Barré. He had a seizure after he got the vax, and it sounds similar to Guillain-Barré, kind of. Maybe a little bit with the neuro.
Yeah, could be.
Wow. I'm sorry that, take care of yourself. And real quick, well, when you do go, your article, All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, you know, in this BRICS system, you kind of really could spend a lot of time updating that, because don't you think that the BRICS, it's the biggest thing to challenge I guess that's my question. Is it a challenge to the whole Rothschild International Bankers, or are they behind it? I guess the key would be if the central bank is nationalized of China.
Well, the BRICS, is basically the banks in the involved countries doing business directly with each other and not going through the U.S. dollar. And I can imagine many of those banks are owned by the Rothschilds. Certainly all the private central banks all around the world are owned by the Rothschilds. And any country that tries to exist without a private central bank gets stomped on. Libya being a good example. Muammar Gaddafi wanted to close down the private central bank, and he wanted to introduce a gold-backed currency. And the rest of Africa was starting to make noises saying, this sounds like a really good idea, especially after the inflation disaster down in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, well, I guess the key right now would be China. I heard Chinese nationalized their bank, and that's what I can't figure out. It's hard to research who owns what. Even Russia, I think Putin actually kicked out the Rothschilds. He made a law like no Rothschild can enter Russia or something, and I think they nationalized their bank. So
Russia went from being our good buddy to being our mortal enemy.
Right. So as long as Russia and China don't have a Rothschild bank, it seems like since World War II, this is the biggest thing to challenge these guys. It's a big research topic. It's kind of a you could really work on that website and get, would you agree that the BRICS system is the biggest, like, since World War II, I guess, and the biggest challenge?
Well, it's basically, since World War II and the Bretton Woods Conference, everybody agreed to use the dollar as the international reserve currency, and all BRICS is doing is saying, we can get by without going through the dollar. That's all they're doing. And so certainly the United States is concerned about this because without foreign demand for dollars, the value of the dollar is going to plummet even more than it's plummeting now from all the inflation.
Right. And maybe even the euro as well, I guess, because if it's all kind of owned by the same, what is that, International Bank of Settlements or something? I'll be looking at your website more often when you're off air and checking it out. Hopefully you could help us along with figuring some of this stuff out, because it's hard to get a lot of this information. And I think it's a really interesting time, kind of scary time, but...
It's a very scary time, no question about it. I'm going to be working on fixing some of the bugs in the code, and I'm going to be producing original material again. That's something that kind of, fell off the table when I started doing all this radio. And I need to go back to that. I need to go back to making videos and, all of that. And obviously, promoting the website, getting a larger readership, although I got a pretty large readership right now.
All right. All right, cool. Well, thanks for taking the call. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. We're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I want to say hi, and I guess three more calls after this, and then that's all. It was like a passage of an era. John Statmiller's passing was the start of it. And then Farron's show, he left for unknown reasons, at least not publicly. And well, we know why you're leaving. It just hits me hard, man. And the callers, too, like Dan just now, Tom, and a whole bunch of others. You know, it's just...
Yeah, I'm going to miss them all. I really am. It's a sad thing, you know, and I thought about it a very, very long time.
Right, yeah. And thank you for all the service that you've done. In my opinion, you discuss real issues, real corruption. You get down to brass tacks. I mean, I know you find all these reports and stuff to share with us. And I don't know anybody does it any better than you. So I don't think anybody...
Oh, you're
going to
make me blush. Going to give me a swelled head.
I'm just trying to be honest here. I always do. So the reason I called here, this cook for the Obamas, I reckon there's no surveillance video of them drowning.
Well, I'm sure their home has tremendous security, and, you know, we'll never see the tape. But the story is clearly wanky. The guy, could swim. And so, you know, drowning on a paddleboard in a pond, you know, it's not like the weather was terrible. And and then they started out saying that the Obamas were not in the house. And they said, well, they were on the island, but not in the house. And then they admitted, yeah, they were in the house, you know, at least when the body was discovered. You know, because the 911 call was made from the Obama house.
Right, yeah, it's like Miss Foster does. And, you know... You would have three or four guys come out of the, you know, come out to them, shut off the cameras and drown them, and there'd be no evidence. That'd be real wet work, you know.
I should have thought of that myself.
Right, yeah, because being the cook, he's privy to a lot of information, who comes, who goes, and any hanky-panky that goes on, legal or illegal, you know, he might have just known too much. Or that it could have been an accident. But also,
or maybe
he
burned
maybe
the last dinner.
Right. Maybe he was vaxxed, you know, and he had one of those coincidental heart attacks.
You know, that's actually quite possible if he got the COVID vaccine. And we still don't have an official autopsy. But, yeah, he could have suffered a cardiac event and just gone into the water and drowned.
Yeah, the honest thing about LeBron's son, and there's a bunch of excuse makers are out there. It's very common among athletes, not like this, not like we've seen the last couple of years.
No, it's not common at all to see this kind of, you know, young people just dropping dead like this.
Did you see the interview by Michael Strahan with Hamlin, the Buffalo Bills defensive back who collapsed?
Yeah, and we do know that he was very pro-vaccine.
Yeah, yeah. But, he asked him, well, it seemed like he really, he maybe turned on the network and, you know, because Strahan asked him, and I'll send it to you, said, did the doctors tell you what caused your condition? And Hamlin doesn't answer for at least 5 to 8 seconds. And he's looking down and he's kind of like, and he says, like he wanted to say something, but he couldn't. I swear to God, that's how it went. So, who knows? But anyhow, I'll let the next caller come on in three more days, and then we lose you, man. Thank you for all your service.
All right. Well, thank you very much here, and we're going to go to Scott in Nevada. Hello, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Sorry to see you go. Now, last week, you had a caller who was going on and on about the flat earth. And
yes.
I called. It was right at the dead end of the show, and I wasn't able to say anything. So
I remember.
Like most fallacies, you can take it apart with a few good questions. For example, Oklahoma City. They stopped that rescue on that morning for 4 hours, and they're pulling bombs out that have been planted in the pillars. So Timothy McVeigh did that? No. Okay, so you tear their story apart. Okay, here's the deal. I was a merchant marine officer. I retired. So we have to learn celestial navigation, and so the Earth is an oblate spheroid. So a little bit,
yes.
It's a sphere, but a little flatter at the pole. So you use something called spherical trigonometry.
Yes.
And okay, so, and you take the same mathematics, the same math applies to plotting a course across an ocean. Say you're going from Oakland to Yokohama. You plot a great circle, right, for the shortest distance. Okay, so here's the question for a flat earther. If the Earth is not a spheroid, why does spherical trigonometry work? There you go. And
well, that presumes that they understand what spherical trigonometry is. And, when I was still planning on being an astronomer in my life, I learned it. And, pardon me. But, these flat Earth people, they don't really believe the Earth is flat. They're just here to try and make social media look kooky and unreliable and untrustworthy so that people will go back to the legacy media. It's not working. It's just annoying the heck out of us.
Well, I have met people who actually believe it. And anyway, okay, Michael, I always catch your show, or I guess after Friday, always used to catch your show. Talk to you later.
All right, and we're going to go to Andrea in Oklahoma. Hello, Andrea. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, and I have loved you ever since I heard you at the first time. Back there in 2008 when they were trying to pass TARP, and your passion has always been so strong, and I have enjoyed your honesty and your truth that you try to share with everyone. I wanted to share with you, I went to see the Indiana Jones, the Dial of Destiny. It was excellent. It's wonderful. Action all the way from the beginning to the very end. It was worthwhile. I don't know why they're rating this movie so badly. Other than maybe they don't want people to go see it, but it is wonderful. Okay, second thing, Eli Lilly. That's a shame. We have American students that are working here, and why would Eli Lilly go ahead and not observe the American students and what the American students have to offer? We're representing America.
I agree.
It's a shame. I don't know what to do about that. And this fellow that says he has absolute proof that Biden stole top secret information to countries.
Comey did not say top secret. He simply said the word secrets.
Well, any secret, even when I worked at the FAA, and I wasn't top secret or secret, I was just mediocre. And they still did a thorough, complete background check on me. And if I would have slipped up anywhere and did anything wrong, yeah, I'd be in prison. And paying that $10,000 fine or whatever. It's just, how do they skim by? It just makes my hair, go on fire whenever the law doesn't apply to each and every one of us across the board. That somebody is considered their you know what, is better than all the rest of us, and that he's more criminal than the rest of us. He'd do anything. And it's a shame that what you said, that was the second cook that's been killed that works for the Obamas.
We don't know how he died. We don't have an autopsy report. And that other caller brought up a really good point that if he'd been vaccinated, he could have just suffered a cardiac event, and gone into the water and just drowned.
The Clintons had a string of murders that followed them.
Yeah, the Clinton body count, and, it's a very contentious list. And, the reality is that, at the upper levels of politics, there is a lot of wet work that gets done.
Now, tell me about this, you're going to have your show will continue on your station, and we could tune in to your station and send you
money.
No,
I don't have a station, and no, what
your
I'm
website.
Doing is I'm going to be focusing on my website, whatreallyhappened.com, and I'm going to be putting up news there. I'm going to be writing more original content, original videos, and sort of get back to my roots.
Okay, now do you pay a fee to get in on that? I mean,
no.
Will you have a show at a certain time, or will you be talking to we the public that we would, you know, be able to extend our ear to whatreallyhappened.com and pay a certain fee for that?
Well, it's a possibility, you know, that I'm going to be doing podcasts, and, you know, I'm still, you know, figuring out how I'm going to run the website properly as a business. You know, I mean, I do like doing radio. It's just I can't do both. And I have been neglecting what the website, except for last year when I had to upgrade the code. And I'm going to have to upgrade it again in the very, very near future. I just, at my age, you know, in another month I'll be 71, so I will throw this T-shirt away. And, yeah, I just can't do it all. There's not enough mic to go around.
Okay, now, will you know by Friday if you might, you know?
I will not know by Friday.
Okay.
I know is that I'm focusing on the website and trying to build it as a business. Andrea, I got to let you go.
Okay.
Got to take
Thank
a break
for
commercials,
much.
And we will be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number 1, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number 3, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. 4th, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead, and that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. 5th, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure. Just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Welcome back to our show, and we're going to go to Melissa in Maryland. Hello, Melissa. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay. Hi there. Good afternoon. I wanted to share with you a way to address and work around the way that the Congress website is set up. And it's nice to know that at least when we call you, we're not confined to the topic that you're talking about, which could be anything. It's kind of like an open mic call. I think that Congress is intentionally set up to be stagnant and not get much done because we are the Federalist Papers, somewhere in the Federalist Papers, it indicates that the Congress districts are not supposed to be as nearly as enormous as they are. The Federalist Papers says that we're supposed to keep U.S. House districts to well below 100,000, and they're far above that. And then also the other thing that you've got going on is that if you want to write a member of Congress that you actually think will be receptive and understanding and sympathetic and try to get it done, when you go to the U.S. House website, you're confined to your own district. And if you're outside of that district, you know, you can't write that member of Congress, and they don't have their email addresses on the website. So what I have to do in order to get around that is if I wanted to write a Lauren Boebert, who I think that it's worthwhile to write, if I wanted to write a Marsha Taylor, an Andy Biggs, a Jim Jordan, somebody who I think that it would be effective and productive to write, what you have to do is you have to go to their state, the state that they're from, and they have, you know, an elections office in their state where they have to go sign up to be a candidate for the U.S. House. This goes for the Senate, too, if you want to write a senator that's outside of your state. And you go ahead and get their candidate email address, the email address that they give when they're a candidate for elected office. You have to write their candidate email address and just bypass their U.S. House website, and that's the way to get it done and to reach them. And they may not even ask when you write their candidate email address if you're, you know, in the district. But, you know, even if you go to their candidate website, they might not even have an email on their website. But I find that I have to do that because if you're confined to your own member of Congress, if you're confined to your own U.S. House representative, you know, you might not ever get anything done. They just will disagree with you, and all you'll be told is that the elections are every 2 years and see if somebody else gets elected. Well, I think you and I both know that, you know, I won't say what should be said about that, but I'll say that that's an unproductive response. So I just wanted to share that with you as a way to get around the U.S. House website because everybody thinks that they're stuck, you know, writing to
well, there's another resource you can try, and I just ran a test on it. It's called congress.org, and okay. You can go on in. They ask you to type in your zip code so they can find your officials and representatives, and I'm looking now at the Indiana governor's page at congress.org. It's got a mailing address. It's got a phone. It's got the link to the website, his Facebook page, and his Twitter page.
Well, do they supply you with the email addresses for the members of, because when you go on the House website, house.gov, they don't supply you with email addresses. So does that supply you with the U.S. Congress email addresses, or do you have to go look up their candidate email addresses?
Okay, and that was house.gov?
Well, yeah, house.gov is like, you know, and then also congress.gov is another site, but it will confine you to your own member. A member doesn't agree with you, or
that actually does make sense, because you know representatives are supposed to represent their district, and they don't want to get emails and letters from outside their district, and so I can understand why they do. Otherwise, they'd be deluged with mail. So I think your problem is you want to write to members of Congress who are out, not necessarily your own representatives or senators. I really don't know how to do that.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. I'm just suggesting that, I will take a look at the Congress.org website, but I've taken a look at a few of those websites, and they don't seem to have the candidate email addresses on there, but I understand what you're saying.
Well, you need to also understand most emails sent to members of Congress by the public aren't read by human beings. They're scanned by computers for buzzwords, and basically they tally up, if we're talking about abortion, the representative gets a report saying we got so many emails in favor of abortion and so many emails opposed to abortion, and that hopefully helps them evolve their policy, their position.
Well, I was just also going to say that it is unlikely. I would say.
Okay, Melissa, I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm going to have to let you go. We've got to take another break for commercials. We've got more callers waiting, and we will be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
I'm sorry, I forgot to turn up the volume here. See, I told you I'm getting to be an old man. Anyway, welcome back to our show here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Joe in Tennessee. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, it's kind of depressing hearing that you're going to be doing away with the show at the end of the week. It's kind of sad. I mean, we're losing all our spokesmen. I mean, really, it's kind of sad to see where we've gone as far as alternate media, but there's so many voices that have been silenced. And I hate to lose you and all your callers, because this is our way of letting information out, talking about stuff you don't really hear other people talking about. So I wish you'd reconsider. Maybe you can go do how you had the show at first, you know, just talk, do a little prep for like 10 minutes and then just let callers for 2 hours. Just
well,
sit there and
I tried
do a little moderating.
Before, and I got a lot of prank callers, hoax callers, and so forth. And, you know, and I used to take calls during the show, trying in between the news. And then we started getting calls to try and, you know, block more news. So that's why we went to the format of first hour news, second hour phone calls.
Yeah, well, I know. I'm just saying that that's, you know, but you said yesterday that you were just tired of doing all that prep work for it, and I thought that might cut down on the amount of prep work you had to do if you went back to the way it
was.
Well,
again, I want to refocus on whatreallyhappened.com. That's really where all of this stuff began, and, you know, I want to get back to doing original content because I've sorely neglected during my radio stardom days.
Well, I hope they, in the squad anyway, they get somebody on that takes a lot of calls, so at least we can continue to hear from some of the callers, although without you it's going to be a big difference, not for the better. You know, this thing about LeBron's son, Bronny, is, you know, this is not normal, everybody. I mean, this is not normal at all, having players collapsing like this. I mean, just yesterday or 2 days ago, some guy, a soccer announcer, he just collapses on camera. How many people have collapsed on camera lately, you know?
There's been a lot of them. In fact, there's a couple of video compilations over on YouTube of, you know, weather girls collapsing, news readers collapsing, and just, you know, people making speeches, you know, just falling off the podium. I mean, that is definitely not normal.
No, and it's getting really hard to deny, although, like, some people... I'll say one of my family members in particular, even though everybody's dying all over the place, they will never accept it, because if they accept it, then they're kind of almost accessories to the fact, because they were pushing the vax so hard, you know? They believed in mandating it, and now, you know, they're all upset because they can't find people to do work, and the flights are delayed, and whatever, inflation. And it's going to be very difficult for these people to ever admit it. So it's in a way going to be sort of comical that all this is happening right in their face, yet they're still going to be, you know, pretending like it doesn't exist, because it's something you can't really, unless you're totally brain dead or willfully ignorant, you can't deny it anymore. This is just, I mean, next, and it's going to get worse. I mean, I said right from the beginning, in 2 to 5 years is when you're going to see the mass death. And you're starting to see it. It's going to pick up. It's not going to slow down. It's actually going to get worse and worse, because the effect of these, the bioweapon, basically, the blood clotting, the clots are getting worse. The spike proteins are getting worse. the damage they do is getting worse. It's not getting better. You know, so expect to see a lot more of this. But yeah, one of the things I found interesting about the whole Bronny James thing is how they kept the information under wraps for so long. I mean, it happened like Monday morning, and it really didn't get reported for almost 24 hours. And it's kind of like I really think in some of these stories when it's a very high profile, it really gets to almost like national security, I think. I really think because they treat it like that. Because in a way it is. When you see the way the government went out on a limb and all the powers that be in the government and the media, you know, every level of government went so in on this vaccine, they have to pretend like it does, that it's not happening because it could literally cause a government to fall. I mean, because people are going to get really angry, the ones that aren't going to be, like, willfully ignorant about it. There's a potential of this to, like, spark, to be like a spark with a, a wildfire. And that's why you see, like, this story, this should have been news last night, but it was suppressed overnight. Well, why? You know, if you got nothing to hide, why are you being hushing it up and quiet about it? You know, if it's just the kid had a collapse, why suppress the story? You know, it should have been out when it happened because it would be something like, what's the danger in the fact that he had a heart attack if you weren't trying to cover something up? You know what I mean? You're like acting guilty, aren't you? You know, so it's kind of when you look into these vaccines, the bioweapon, and who was buying it, national security and DARPA and all that, they're really out on a limb with this, although, you know, they'll probably fail forward into a war or something as it becomes so undeniable. It really is a sad situation we're at. And, I mean, like I said, I don't like saying I was right because if I am right, it means a lot more people are going to be dropping all around us. You know?
Yeah.
And that's going to cause a lot of problems on every level. So the powers that be, the guys with the supercomputers, the guys that get the statistics and the death statistics and the birth statistics, they know what's coming. They're, you know, the actuarial guys, they know what's going to happen. So, it's interesting. Like I said, the most interesting thing to me at this story is the fact that it was kept quiet. Almost like I said, it's almost like Men in Black show up, you know, with this kind of stuff now. And it just shows that they're really culpable and it isn't just a mistake. It's a program. It's a plan. The other interesting story real quick was it looks like, you know, what Russia's doing with, you know, going into Cuba now, North Korea. You know, all this stuff was over with Russia. We were on good terms with Russia. And we invited this. Just remember, now there's going to be a crisis because there's probably going to be another Cuban Missile Crisis. And now there's going to be a crisis because North Korea and China, all this stuff we've invented it. We created all this new crisis. It's so sad because it's all so unnecessary. We provoked this. And you know, when you're a vulnerable country, as vulnerable as we are on so many fronts, to go kicking this hornet's nest and provoking the Russians, it's such insanity. And I really do hope the American people hold to account the people that did this, the neocons, the Zionists, the Zionazis, the military industrial, the same evil people that were part of 9/11, they're part of the JFK assassination. It's the same group over and over again. And, you know, I'm just hoping that when these things blow up in their faces, finally there'll be some form of accountability with the American people. You know, so these people need to be held to account before they destroy the earth. But, you know, the vaccine, so far they got away with the vaccine. You know, so far they've gotten away with creating the greatest, strategic error in American history, which was provoking the Russians. And it's going to cause the destruction of NATO and probably economic collapse. I'm just hoping that the American people will hold these people to account and never listen to them again. And if you see them in the street, confront them and let them know how you feel about what they've done to this great country. It's so sad.
I'll leave it at that. It's very painful to watch.
It's painful to watch. you know, I was talking to somebody yesterday about, like, you know, my I'm trying to look, because as this system implodes and the people that did create these problems, there's got to be factions in some of these institutions that are going to take the power vacuum, because it's not going to, guys like us populist little guys, we're not going to get in the power. It's going to be a power from the insiders, from the institutions. I'm just looking to see, try to get a feel of who might be in to pick up these pieces, you know. I hope it's somebody good, you know, white hat somewhere, you know. But, you know, and that's the thing. They've really destroyed everything. They've destroyed the media, the credit. The media is such a disgrace. The Department of Justice, the CIA, our military has been destroyed, our education.
Yeah, it's systemic, and it's unrecoverable at this point. And, you know, that's why on Monday, yesterday, I was saying we're either going to see the government collapse, which Colonel McGregor is also predicting, and then we just start over from scratch. You know, we get the Constitution, the first 15 amendments, and we just move forward from there. That would be my suggestion. And, but it is very painful to watch, because, you know, I really miss the country that I thought I was living in. And maybe it was an illusion all along. I mean, going back at least to the John F. Kennedy assassination. But I really do miss that. I really do. Anyway, Joe, I've given you a big chunk
thank
of time.
You, Mike.
I got a bunch of callers waiting online. So thank you for the call. We're going to go to Jason in Arizona. Hello, Jason. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks, Michael. I'm your ex-Air Force fuel guy that used to work on the B-1s that calls in every now and then. I just wanted to say thank you. You're the reason I found RBN back in 08 or 09, and I think I've listened to most of your shows. I only miss it rarely. And I do want to say I do appreciate you focusing on your website, because I do think it does have a farther reach than the show itself.
Yes.
I do have a comment to make about the doctor that drowned in the Obamas thing. I'm not sure what site it was I saw, but the article said that the firefighters said that his face was all beat up, like he'd gotten in a bad fight. And the article also mentioned
that come through. Now, he wasn't a doctor. He was the Obamas' personal chef. He had been the sous chef at the White House. And when the Obamas left, they said, come work for us. And so, he was the chef. And, I also saw a report that it looked like he'd been in a fight with somebody. His face was all beaten up.
Yeah, the other thing I saw with that, it said that he was working on a tell-all on the Obamas. I don't know if that's true or not, but that would all make sense in that regard. But I don't want to take up too much more of your time, because I know you got a bunch of people calling in to say thanks and everything. So thanks a bunch, and I hope you enjoy your telescope.
Yeah, well, we've got great skies here in Indiana. I mean, better skies than we had even in Hawaii. So, you know, rural area, no light pollution, except coming up from Holiday World. As far as the chef, yeah, writing a tell-all book would be a problem, especially if Michelle is actually going to try and replace Joe Biden as the Democratic candidate next year. And so I was unaware of the tell-all book. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if it's true or not. It's just an article I saw, but that would make sense because, I mean, everybody knows she's a tranny, but they don't want that to be public knowledge if she is going to run. So that all would make sense to me in that regard.
Yeah, I saw that being commented on in the in social media as well. Anyway, Jason, thank you for the call here. We're going to go to Steve in West Virginia. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Listen, I've got one question and one topic I want to get to real quick. I talked to you yesterday about Jeff Rentz, okay? And I want to lay something out for you real quick. I talked to you about I mentioned the X-22 guy. And this is just for your future about making money. Now, if we look at the X-22 guy, what he does is he sells comfort. He comes on for about an hour and 10 minutes every night. And basically what he does is he tells his audience, which I heard here is about 700,000 to 800,000 people, he tells them that everything's going to be all right. He tells them that Trump is going to come back, we're going to kill the deep state, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. So he's selling kind of hopium, you know, he's saying that stuff like Trump's going to run, is still running the country from jail, and and stuff like that. And what essentially what it is, it's a bunch of little kids who want to be tucked in at night. Because A, half of them don't know what to do. They're not happy with what's going on with our country. And the other half is just lazy and they want somebody else to do the work. So what he's selling them is comfort. Now, if we move to Jeff Rentz, what Jeff Rentz sells doom and gloom, or impending doom. He comes on almost every night. I listened to him last night. He doesn't think anything can change anything. His best don't think anybody can change anything. But the way Jeff Rentz makes money is he sells a lot of products. Okay, and he doesn't just sell other people's products. What he'll do is he'll buy the products wholesale, like all those vitamins. He's not selling somebody else's product. He's buying those products wholesale. Then he gets the manufacturer to come on and tell people how they're made, how great they are, and that's the way he's making money. Plus, he sells advertising.
That's something I'm definitely going to be looking at what really happened.
Yeah, right. But I just wanted to lay it out. Now, let me ask you my question. Do you think that Michelle Obama was a man at one time? I mean, I really don't know. I mean, I've seen pictures that make me think.
Well, I'm going to be honest and tell you, I don't really care. But I did see a voting record that indicated that Michelle had voted under the name Mike, and as a man. Up until Obama declared for the presidency, and at that point, there was a magic transition. And probably, you know, it was to basically hide the fact that Barack Obama is gay. And frankly, I don't care about that either, okay? I certainly care about how the country is being run and that he doesn't abuse his position to push a gay agenda on everybody. And you know, I was actually happy when he won because I really did not want Bush to stay in the Oval Office, you know, any longer. And but it seems like, you know, anybody who's a politician is a crook. As Harry Truman used to say, if you're in politics and you're getting rich, you're a crook. So anyway.
Well, just one last comment. Donald Trump just got the Jewish crown. So what does that mean?
I have no idea. I saw a picture of that, and I just sort of said, eh, whatever.
All right. I'll let somebody else talk. Thanks, Mike.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. And we're coming up on a commercial break here. And, it's been very painful seeing the true nature of our country and our government being revealed. And it's another reason why, you know, I'm tired of wallowing in all of this news. All right, listen, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Women. Welcome back to our show, last segment of the program today, and we're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day, Mike. I really hope you're contemplating doing on a weekend show, like maybe a 3-hour or 2-hour show, and at least have an hour and a half call in, because you're going to have a lot of calls on the weekend, Mike. You only do one time a week, so I think a 1.5-hour, 2-hour call in would be great. That's up to you. I mean, I think if you can do a weekend show, that would be really good for everybody, but in RBN. But yeah, Mike, I want to talk about what's really, you know, we hear about all these other wars and all, you know, Ukraine. Let's talk about the real war at our border, the conquest. Mike, they had this reported here, even in the Miami Herald and the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel. There is literally thousands and thousands of illegal alien kids going into the interior of the country, like Indiana, Illinois, Wyoming, Oklahoma. Who's taking care of these kids?
Well, we did a story about that earlier in the program, where this lady who used to work as part of the processing of these unaccompanied children, and according to her, they weren't checking out the sponsors, and some of them were very suspicious, and they think that a lot of these kids are literally being given to sex trafficking criminals, it's a huge problem.
Well, Mike, Biden needs to be arrested. He should literally be arrested, taken over to Leavenworth, with his crazy son Hunter and all those Camilla Communist Harris and all these other communists that are allowing the invasion, the conquest of the United States. These people are never going to come here to compliment us. They're coming to eat our lunch, take our jobs, and tell you, gringo, get out. You go back to Europe. That's exactly what your mindset is. You got to look at these gangs. Mike, it's terrible. It's horrible. It's horrific. And something's got to be done. You know what, Mike? A lot of white guys calls in the show. I don't see them ever calling their congressman or not. And then you got a lot of guys from Canada. Oh, what are they doing? What are the guys in Canada doing? Are they calling Trudeau's office and telling what a communist Trudeau Castro is? I mean, Mike, you know, we hear a lot of nonsense. And you have one guy that calls your show all the time, was calling all your show all the time, Mike. But you go on one show that you can't even say the word Jay, or that guy will kick you right off the air. But that guy's over here like, what is he ever saying?
Tom, sorry to cut you off here, but we're getting close to the end of the show, and I've got one more call I want to get to. So thanks an awful lot, and we're going to go to Dean in California. Hello, Dean. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for taking the call, and thanks for all the wonderful years of service on the air. And we're really going to miss you. Hopefully you will be able to spend some time with us in the future. But, I just wanted to comment on a few things that have just been said. You know, I think open borders, like Tom said, I think they're our biggest concern. And I remember when they used to
shoot.
It's
a very important concern. My biggest concern is that we do not have honest, fair, and verifiable elections. And, you know, the Democrats are going to try and steal it again next year unless something is done.
Well, it seems like we've never had honest and fair elections since at least.
No, there's been a lot of election fraud in our history. I mean, Nixon thought that John F. Kennedy stole that election from him. And, you know, there, as long as there's been elections, there's been election fraud.
Yeah,
oh, and there is the music, Dean. I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to let you go. It's the end of the show. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog is taking the microphone. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com, especially spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please support RBN during these difficult times. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to the Freedom Times today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, July 25th, 2023 edition of the National Intel Report. I am your host for this Tuesday, Michael Herzog, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Now, the title of this evening's broadcast. Nope, that's the wrong title. What happened here? Inside Out and Upside Down. We're watching nothing but clowns. Now, I'm going to start by setting the mood for this.